several board members have indicated an interest in getting a briefing on the power distribution unit outage. That is not, strictly speaking, an item for this agenda, so I'm going to leave that to the chair of the board to determine whether he feels that should or should not be included at this time. You're the chairman for this, yes. You're the chairman.
I got called to order this board meeting, special board meeting. For those who have been waiting, I just want to say that we were very much agreeing that there were several issues. There was a real estate issue that took a fair amount of time. There were two real estate issues, actually. And we had other issues which required a lot of discussion, which we are not reporting back on any kind of action at this moment. But we are going to order our board meeting on November the 15th.
Mr. Chairman? If in fact we're going to take that action, we need to go through committee first. That committee action hasn't occurred.
So do you want to refer to my committee, Mr. Chair?
Why do you think your committee was going to meet today?
In order to take the action, that committee must meet.
What action?
I thought we had one action.
So
we had
one action. Well,
no, we're actually going to defer our action until for 2 weeks.
Oh, on both. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I apologize.
You apologize?
I do. I do.
I move that the board of directors meet in the executive session to discuss legal and contractual matters consistent with board procedure. Board procedure Roman number 6B and 6B. Let me note that we will convene in an open session of the board following the executive session. And I know we've really imposed upon our visitors and our staff and everyone else who is here today that we may be returning with a significant issue following the executive session. We've moved this paper. I have made that motion. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Zimmerman. Discussion, hearing none.
Mr. Chairman, discussion. We had brought up the item for the power distribution unit. Can we have a brief minute or two discussion?
Well, that's going to take time away from what we have.
Well, we have four pages, and we've been here a long day, and it seems to be a pressing item with the authority.
Okay. Is there a desire to add this to the special board meeting agenda? We're going to ask that this be limited just for the sake of the amount of time that we get.
I would move very quickly on this, Mr. Chair. Well, obviously, we had a 37-year-old power distribution unit that failed in this building. It is one of two that we have that distributes power. The other one distributes power to the rail system, and one to other systems, including all of our computers. It burnt out at approximately 2:45 a.m. There is no backup system assigned to that. We do have a backup for the rail system. It resulted in the loss of several critical functions, affecting some customer-related communications, text bus, e-alerts, and elements of the, This is the unit that burnt up. It's the, they said, a 37-year-old piece of equipment that had a surge of energy. Yes.
That's $15
million. Mr. Chair. Can we ask questions while show and tell?
No. No, I'm not.
Okay,
let me continue. Again, all of the systems were back up between 3 o'clock by 3 o'clock p.m. There was no safety threat to the system. We had communications issues. We had backup systems in place for communications with our buses as well as our rail vehicles. There were some impacts to the ability to schedule paratransit services, but not the operations themselves. We do customer outreach through the media, various blogs, and also Twitter. Again, all systems were back up by 3:30. We have put in place an interim fix that's been in place. We have assessed this need as part of the overall capital needs program that we recently brought to the board. The estimated total cost for this location, as well as a backup location for permanent upgrades, is going to be $14 million. Those dollars have been identified before. The issue will be, because of the criticalness of this, we're going to have to move some projects, delay some projects, and move monies up to repair this. This is extremely critical. Again, one of the reasons that they were not replaced before were two. One, we did not have it in our plan until recently. And second, there were issues about expending money in this building, not knowing what the result would be. But we felt the need to move ahead. We're not going to spend $14 million right away, but we will spend monies to make sure that we have the PDU back in place as well as a backup system. That concludes it.
You know, I do want to, this is discussion on my motion to move into executive session. Will you please permit me to have a vote on the motion?
Sure.
And then we'll have discussion on this. Because, do you remember how that happened?
It did happen that way, didn't it?
That's okay. So all those in favor of the motion to move into executive session, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The ayes have it. That motion is adopted. Now we're on discussion on this presentation. And Mr. Albert, Mr. Benjamin, who else wishes to speak? Mr. Zimmerman, Mr. McKay.
Right. So, Mr. Cato, what assurances could you give the right in public that this won't happen again while you wait for the $14 million fix to be in place?
Well, we're monitoring it directly on an hourly basis and a daily basis. The reality is we need to move ahead very quickly to repair this and put in backup systems. One does not exist today for this system, and that's going to take up to 6 months to do.
Up to 6 months?
Mm-hmm. Up to.
Are there any provisions in place in case this particular piece of equipment fails tomorrow, God forbid?
We had on the day of failure two operational PDUs, one of which failed. We have a third unit which was not operational on the day of failure within 48 hours. We currently have work in progress to restore that third unit will provide us with a backup capability, something that we did not have previously. We also have high voltage engineers on site and overseeing the equipment now. That equipment is 37, not as the report was 27 years. It is 1972. Equipment that generally lasts for about 20 years. It has lasted for almost double that. Can we give you an assurance that there will not be another failure, not only on that equipment, but on other equipment that we have that run this building? No, we cannot.
No, I didn't expect that assurance. But I'm hearing you say that you do have a backup facility now in place.
We do have a backup plan, interim plan. That is a plan that allows us to have a failover capability for the 4 to 6 month period that we are very hopeful will be the length of the period that we are waiting for the next generation, that we are doing the installation of the next generation of equipment.
Thank you.
I want to just, are you finished?
Yes, I'm finished.
I just wanted to clarify so that I understand. You said there is, in fact, a backup unit, but the backup unit was not there?
Was not operable.
Was not operable. So is it also a 37-year-old unit, just hasn't been used?
Yes,
And so you wouldn't want to keep that there as the backup any longer than you have to?
The plan is to replace all of that 37.
And that's the $14 million, not the little thing that we saw going around here.
About $2 million of the $14 million will be used to replace those particular equipments, the power distribution unit equipment. There's a whole series of environmental HVAC heating other equipment which have not been replaced in about that period of time, which require replacing as well.
So you're saying you're taking this opportunity to do everything?
We had already foreseen, and Mr. Cato and Mr. Francis as well as we in IT had already foreseen the need for all of this equipment, had built a quantitative plan for all of this next generation equipment, and were, have been at the ready for that next generation.
So what you're saying, I think, Mr. Cato, is you plan to do this later on, and you're accelerating it, which means something that we're doing today will get moved later on.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
So the grand total stays the same as the
timing? The grand total remains the same.
Okay. For at least some of us, I always thought we had this kind of backup capability. We put an awful lot of effort into evaluating our ability to provide service and have a backup control center, and I thought that also included all the power distribution systems, etc. Apparently that's not the case. Are there some other critical areas like this that we think we have backup for and we don't?
Well, we have been building a backup system at another location for several years. In fact, I think it was funded 4 years ago. That is underway, is scheduled to be completed it next year. And that too, though, will require some redundancy of power sources, but that's already underway.
So are you saying if that had been in place, this would not have happened?
It would have been a backup system that you could have automatically switched over to, but still you have a problem in this building that you need to replace the power sources here, regardless of having the backup.
Understood. I'm just trying to figure out, are we in a position where we're not likely to see this again once we get all of this done and it's already planned and it's in place, or is there something else out there that we don't know about that is a backup that we need that we haven't funded?
Well, there's $11 billion in projects we've identified. Any of which, there's no, I didn't have a crystal ball. We hope that we have prioritized them in a way to prevent any failures. But given the magnitude of the programs and the projects, I cannot give you a 100% assurance. Our plan was to move forward with this. We thought we had a little bit more time, but obviously we did.
But you have conducted the evaluation that says we've looked at all the critical systems that allow us to provide services. We've identified the failure points and have either a backup or a plan for a backup for every single one of those.
Yes.
And this one just failed earlier than you could get the backup in there.
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Benjamin, if I can say something too, as Ms. Peck said, this was one of two of the PDUs that went out. The main one that was still in, we have most of the rail control system on. We lost a PA on the rail, but we're still able to maintain service on both the rail system and the bus system. Kind of was the old way, but before they had automation, it was manual first. So what happened on the bus system, for example, we lost the radios first, and the divisions start calling in, and we talked to them by phone, and we went to the backup plan to be able to communicate to them through the divisions and through the service operation managers who are on the street. And even the bus control center, when we didn't have the radio that was working on the console, we did have handheld radios. And we were still able to communicate to some of the operators through the handheld system. And the same for rail. We lost the PA, we lost the radio, but we didn't lose PAs and we didn't lose service. But what we did do, we dispatched our TSSM, our maintenance crews, out to what we call the hot locations, the interlockings and certain stations, to continue the communication that we could give them through cell phones. So they were able to talk to the operators that we had to make any changes. So that's the backup to the backup, the old manual way, as we, before they had the automated systems in. I guess I might be telling a little bit of my age here, Mr. Graham, but there is systems in place, and I just wanted to make the board aware the system's in place, and we do lose certain features out there, we're still able to respond and provide service.
Well, I got to tell you, for those of us who live in Montgomery County yesterday, having at least the rail system running, buses didn't do too well because there was no way for them to get anywhere, and cars didn't do too well. Having the rail system running, even under these conditions, was extremely valuable. Thank you.
Recognizing that we don't have a great deal of time, I'm going to put what I think are the major questions on the table and not expect necessarily that you're going to answer them now, but I think we'll want to hear back it seems to me there are at least three kinds of questions here. One has to do with the ability to know that something like this is going to happen. You have a system failing that obviously has great consequence. You apparently had no way to detect prior to it failing. So the condition, so obviously this thing was falling apart, deteriorating, whatever, for some time. But you can't know that until it happened. So the first kind of question is, what is either in place or will be put in place in order to give you some kind of detection capability for these critical systems? Implicit in that is, how many are there out there? In this case, the effect obviously is great inconvenience, but we're all too well aware that a similar kind of failure can have a direct effect on operations and therefore safety. So this is not irrelevant there. The second kind of question is, how much of this equipment is out there, particularly the stuff that's 30-plus years old? And do we have an inventory of that so that you at least know in general terms, here's all the things that we think is a good chance are going to be failing because we know they're supposed to have a life of 20 years and we've been using them for 30-plus years. And do you have a very specific itemized list of those things? Do you have a plan for replacement? Part of this is the distinction between what things you know out there are problems but you can't fix them for some reason or other versus the things you don't know need fixing. And can we make some distinction there? Again, with a number of these, you might say, well, we actually had we have a plan in replacement. For others, we don't, and we need to know that so we can understand the magnitude of the problem. And then finally, the third area is backup, which you alluded to. And, what is there out there of those things on that list I referred to that have backup? Which ones don't have backup, and what's our plan to deal with backup?
We can bring all of those. We will put them together and issue it to the board. We have that information.
This meeting will not stand in recess until following our executive session. Thank you.